The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Dr. Graham D.S. Deans. There is no denying that Romans 7 is one of the most difficult passages in the Apostle Paul's writings. Here he is revealed as a man rent in two, in Karl Barth's memorable phrase. Wrestling with the problem of how anyone who, like himself, may be described as creatus in imagine Dei, et a Christo redemptus, can be beset by such serious doubts as to their ultimate salvation. The reality is, however, that it is often the noblest of saints who feel their personal unworthiness the most acutely. The passage is almost certainly autobiographical, but it does refer exclusively to Paul's pre-Christian period. He faces an ongoing struggle, and the awful possibility of a fall from grace terrifies him, as it did the author of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31. Even though those living in covenant loyalty and faithfulness need have no fear of their ultimate destiny, the apostle feels deeply troubled by his inability to act as he knows he ought to do. That has been a well-recognized condition. Such moral perplexity is not confined to Christians, as is clear from the writings of people like Aristotle and Ovid. Even the law, in which the apostle was an expert, is powerless, despite its inherent goodness, to save him. He knows only too well that he is but a work in progress, and only after the deepest soul-searching does he realize that the answer to humanity's moral dilemma is to be found, not in human wisdom, but uniquely through Jesus Christ. Let us pray. While we deeply regret that all who are created in the image of God have by their sin marred it, we give thanks that it can and will eventually be perfectly restored, uniquely through the ministry of Jesus Christ, to whom, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, be all honor, glory, and praise, forever and forevermore. Amen.